Well, let's pray together. Awesome and loving God, we thank you for your presence with us. God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit being in this place. And God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit being with me as I prepared this message that you gave me to share this morning. And God, as I share it, I pray that there would be more and more of you in it and less of me. I pray all that in Jesus' name. Amen. So I grew up... I did. I grew up being taught and saying with great confidence this thing, this little jingle, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. You too? Well, looking back on that little jingle that we were all encouraged to believe and use as a combatant for name-calling and bullying and all sorts of mean things that that kids offer to other kids. Looking back on that, I realize it's a terrible thing to teach kids. It's a terrible thing to teach kids. It's a terrible thing to teach anybody. Anybody. Words do hurt. Words do hurt. It's ridiculous to think that the things people say are unable to hurt the people that they are said to. I have been hurt by things people have said, and I have to assume, if you're honest, you have been hurt by the things that people have said too. And this isn't about political correctness, people. It's just being me standing up here being real. Hurt, words hurt sometimes, period. Words hurt. So it's my opinion that some of the words that hurt the most are spoken by Christians. Isn't it sad? Some of the words that hurt the worst are spoken by Christians. And there's some specific words that I think Christians use that really hurt. It's possible that these words are spoken by Christians who are not attempting to be hurtful, but that doesn't make the words that they speak any less hurtful. Does it? It doesn't make it any less hurtful. And those words that I'm speaking of are, if you had more faith, this wouldn't have happened to you. Or, if you had had more faith, this thing would have happened to you. Or some other rendition of the same thing, meaning your faith isn't strong enough and so you have to suffer. Can you believe that church people say that? Some of you are like, yeah, I can, because church people have said that to me. It's an awful thing for a Christian to say, and for some reason, the people who say it typically say it at the worst possible time in the life of the person that they're talking to, right? If only you had had more faith, you wouldn't have gotten cancer. If only you had had more faith, you wouldn't have lost your job. You wouldn't have lost your child. You wouldn't have whatever, right? Nothing bad would have happened to you had your faith been stronger. Listen, I hope that you have never been the victim of those hurtful words. I really do. But I know that some of you have been. And I also know this. It hurts worse than sticks and stones ever could, church. It hurts worse than sticks and stones ever could. I'm sorry if those words have ever been used on you in a time of suffering. I have to tell you this. If I believed God dealt out the hardest blows to the people that he decided didn't have enough faith, I wouldn't be able to like him very much, much less love him. I don't believe God is to blame for the bad things that happen in this life. I don't think the bad things happen based on how strong a person's faith is at the moment. And I am sorry, I am truly sorry if the church or any representative of it has ever made you feel that way in the midst of your suffering. Bad things happen, right? Bad things happen. They happen to people with strong faith. They happen to people with weak faith. They happen to people with no faith at all. Bad things happen in this life, period. We have to go through some tough stuff living on this earth. We have to suffer through losses of all different kinds. We have health problems and money problems and love life problems and job problems and friend problems and family problems and addiction problems and church problems, believe it or not. And all kinds of other problems that we have to endure as we live in this world. Bad things happen. Have you ever noticed that? See, when I don't tell a joke, you laugh. I'd love to hear you say you haven't ever noticed that, but the truth is, we have all noticed it because we have all experienced it, haven't we? There's not a person in this room that has not experienced a bad thing happening to them in their life, right? And no amount of faith will ever change that. No amount of faith will ever change it. Bad things happen and we suffer in this life. But I believe John, in the passage that we're looking at this morning, the verses 4 and 5, I believe John helps us understand that we can survive the bad things that happen in this life. We can make it through the valleys. We can conquer what the world puts in our path because we are children of God and because we have faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. He does not say we won't suffer. John does not say we won't suffer. He says we can conquer the world by our faith. We can conquer what the world uses to defeat us. We can come out the victor. Amen? All of us can. John is not the author of this idea, though. Did you know it? This isn't John's original idea. He's just a believer in it. He's just a follower of Jesus who had likely seen his faith conquer the world, and he wanted the church to know that theirs can too, right? That their faith also can conquer the world. The Apostle Paul wrote about the same thing long before John wrote about it. He wrote to the Romans, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Doesn't that feel good? Paul was saying the same thing that John was saying, wasn't he? He wasn't saying our faith will prevent bad things from happening. He was saying that because of our faith, those bad things will not be able to separate us from God. Amen, church? Amen. Because of our faith, those bad things will not be able to conquer us. They won't be the end of us. They won't defeat us. No, because God is so good, church. God is so good, and because we know He sent Jesus to prove His love for us, and because we believe those things, even though we suffer, and we will, we can still be conquerors. We can still claim victory over the world. Amen? And David, even before Paul, said the same thing, didn't he? We can go all through the scriptures and find this message. In the 23rd Psalm, David said, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows even in the darkest valley." And he says, "Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Listen, David did not say, "Since I have strong faith, I will not have to walk through the darkest valley," did he? He did not say that. No, he acknowledged that he will have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He acknowledged that he will have to suffer. And this is David. For goodness sakes, this is King David, the apple of God's own eye, right? That David, even he had to suffer. Even he had to undergo the trials of this world. But those trials did not conquer him, did they? Rather, it was his faith in God that conquered them. Isn't that good news? Listen, I don't know exactly what your struggles look like right now. I don't know the specific battles that you are fighting. I don't know what the world is hitting you with today or this week or month or year. But I do know this. Whatever it is, you can trust God to walk you out of it. You can trust that He will walk you out of it. You can trust Him to help you claim victory over it. You can put your faith in all of that, church. Amen? You can put your faith in all of that. He can be trusted in the darkest valleys, in the scariest of times, in your lowest place. Your faith in Him can conquer whatever the world throws at you. John reminds us of it. Paul reminds us of it. David reminds us of it. And if we allow for it, our own experiences will remind us of it too. Can't we always look back and see that our faith in a loving, caring God has helped us claim victory after victory after victory over the world and the suffering that we have to endure as we live in it? Can't we look back and see the victories? John was right. He said, who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Paul was right too. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And David was right. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You are with me. He's with us when we need Him most. When we can't conquer the world by ourselves, He is there to lead us through the valley and on to victory. And that, church, is really good news, isn't it?
Yes.
We'll have scars, though, won't we? We'll have scars to prove that we did battle. We'll get beat up in this world, and it's silly to think that we won't, isn't it? Even people who say, if only you'd had more faith, you wouldn't have had to deal with this. Those people have scars. They just don't recognize them, right? So we will have scars, and it's silly to think we won't, and it's even sillier to think that some level of faithfulness will prevent those scars. We are doing battle in this world, church. We are doing battle in this world, and when battles are fought, there are always scars to remind us of those battles. Right? David had them, Paul had them, John had them, and so will we. Conquering does not mean we'll come out unscathed, does it? Conquering doesn't mean we'll come out unscathed. It just means the world and all of its suffering doesn't win. It doesn't win. It doesn't get the last word. We will have scars, but looking at them and recognizing them and admitting that we have them are all ways we can see that God was with us, that our faith helped us conquer whatever caused them. But my hope today is that you won't just look back at the scars and know that He was with you. I hope you look right in front of you, right beside you too, and know that He is with you even now. And I hope you look ahead of you and know that He'll be with you then too. That is the faith that conquers the world. It's knowing that He is with you and that He will always be with you and that He can be trusted to help you through whatever the world gives you. Amen? That's the faith that conquers the world, knowing that He is with you in this and you're not alone. Listen, this is such a simple message, isn't it? Some of you are thinking, gosh, I could have preached this one. And you're right. Every one of you could preach this one because every one of you have claimed victory. Amen? But it's a simple message, such a simple lesson from Scripture. Our faith conquers the world. But it is so important for us to be reminded of it often. Sometimes we forget, don't we? Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we forget God is with us in the worst moments, in the darkest valleys, but He is. And we can and we should always believe that. Our victories come because of that kind of faith, church. We are able to walk out of the valleys because of that kind of faith. We are able to face tomorrow because of that kind of faith. And so my prayer this morning is that you will have it. that you will have it and that you will use it to conquer the world and whatever it is that the world is throwing at you today and this week and this month and this year. Let's pray together. Awesome God, you are with us. God, I pray that you would give us such faith that we always know that. Sometimes we'll doubt, God, but I pray that you would bring us back to the knowing. And God, help us to know that you being with us in these valleys means that you will walk us through them and out of them, and that we will claim the victory through you. And God, we thank you for that, and I just pray, God, today that you would give us that kind of faith, that as we enter the valleys, we will know that we will also exit them and that we will be more than conquerors because of you. We pray all this in the precious name of Christ. Amen.